This is the Game Act Hotline for January 1st, 2006, Episode 15.
Americans traditionally love to fight. All real Americans love.
Game Addict Hotline.
Americans love a winner and will not tolerate a loser.
And welcome to the Game Addict Hotline. Please turn your video games down and this podcast up for all the latest in video game news, video game releases, and video game trivia. My name is Luke, and I will be your host for today. Let's go ahead and let me tell you, I had a great Christmas. I got a new mixer, so hopefully when I start getting more stuff, I can actually make a higher quality podcast. Other than that, it's been pretty good. I didn't get any video games this Christmas, unfortunately, but oh well. That's how life goes. Besides, I got myself a nice little digital camera, so I can go ahead and post pictures of when I'm at E3, this next E3 in May. I'm also working on trying to get some things going on with hotel arrangements. It's really hard to get a hotel right now since nobody has set their computers to start reservations for next year. So it's been like, are you reserving somebody now, or is it not reserved, or did somebody reserve super way in advance, farther away than I did? So I'm just having a real difficult time trying to get to an understanding of what's open for E3. But that's enough of me talking about me. Let's go ahead and let's get to our video game news. Blu-ray region coding will have Japan and America together. This week, IT Media announced that Blu-ray movies from the North Americas will be able to play in Japanese or East Asian Blu-ray players, and vice versa. The news is great not only for Japanese movie and anime watchers, but this could also mean the ability to play Japanese games on your American PS3. Our next news story, Nintendo Revolution will be less than $2.99. Nintendo's president, Sato Iwata, in a recent news article, remarked that the Revolution will be under $299. Nintendo has talked about being in a different price point than the PS3 and the Xbox 360, and hope a lower-costing console will help grow sales. Our next news story, 5 million Nintendo DSs have been sold in Japan. Nintendo has sold over 5 million of its Nintendo DS systems in the last 13 months in Japan. In a CNET article, Nintendo's president, Sato Iwata, tells reporters at a news conference, "Selling 5 million units in less than 14 months means DS is the fastest among any game machines ever launched in Japan to hit that level. To achieve this rapid growth, we were required not only to go after frequent game players, but to reel back people who left the games and to make video games enjoyable for those who have not played games at all." One DS game, Nintendogs, has already gone over the 1 million unit mark in domestic sales. Our next news story, the next Grand Theft Auto will be in London. A recent rumor from the web blog Joystick talks about an unknown source telling them that the next Grand Theft Auto game will be in London. The source also told Joystick that the game is 60% complete, with graphics and a physics engine complete. Another interesting tidbit is that Rockstar is replacing the Three Island system for a North, South, East, West system instead. The game will be released in the end of 2006 for the PS3. Our next news story, Infinium Labs to release a wireless keyboard and mouse this next year. Infinium Labs, the makers of vaporware system Phantom, have announced that they will be releasing a new wireless keyboard and mouse set called the Lapboard. This will let gamers play over 50 feet away from their computers. Now don't go to your local CompUSA to pick it up yet. The company has commented that they may not even have the money to produce this set. This is because of the over $50 million debt that has been placed on the company since its initial opening in 2003. If this hardware ever gets enough money for production, it will be out in the second quarter of 2006. Our final news story, World of Warcraft reaches 5 million users and suspends 18,000. Blizzard announced last week that it has surpassed over 5 million users. Blizzard thanked the users and also announced that an expansion of the game will occur this next year. Also this week, Blizzard suspended 18,000 users for using illegal software for gold mining. Blizzard has always been a staunch activist against gold farming, saying that such actions can severely impact the economy of a realm and the overall game enjoyment of all players. Okay, that's going to be it for our news this week. Let's go ahead and let's go to our game rentals from GameFly.com. Let's go ahead and look at the top three. Number three, Star Wars Battlefront 2. Number two, Half-Life 2. And the number one rented game, Prince of Persia, The Two Thrones. Alright, let's go ahead and let's go to our Japanese top sells for this week. At number 5, Pokemon Fushigi no Dungeon Ao no Kyujotai by Nintendo for the DS. Number 4, Naruto Norultimate Hero 3 by Bandai for the PS2. Number 3, Mario Kart DS by Nintendo for the DS. Number 2, Oide yo Dobutsu no Mori, which is the Animal Crossing for the Nintendo DS. And the number 1 video game for Japan is Kingdom Hearts 2 by Square Enix for the PlayStation 2. Alright, let's go ahead and look at Europe's top sales for this week. Number 5, Pro Evolution Soccer 5 by Konami for the PS2, Xbox, PC, and PSP. Number 4, Call of Duty, The Big Red One by Activision for the PS2, Xbox, and GameCube. Number 3, FIFA 2006 by EA for all formats. Number 2, Need for Speed Most Wanted by EA Games, and this for all formats. And the number one game in Europe this week, Peter Jackson's King Kong by Ubisoft, and that's for all formats. Alright, let's go ahead and let's take a look at our new releases. Oh wait, there were no new releases this week, so we'll go ahead and we'll just take a quick break and we'll be back. Remember, this is the Game Addict Hotline.
This program is a proud member of the Seattle Podcasting Network. Visit us at seattlepodcasting.net.
Hey gamers, do you sometimes say, "That last level stinks"? Not just that level, that whole game. We know you've got opinions. What you need now are skills. You can't make games that rock unless you've got the know-how. Don't go to some fly-by-night web-based diploma mill. Instead, Edmonds Community College is an accredited institution offering game development certification for online or on-campus students. Check out their website at cs.edcc.edu/programs.htm. Edmonds Community College, every step of the way.
And welcome back to the Game Addict Hotline. Remember, we are a part of the Edmonds Community College. Visit us at www.edcc.edu. And we're also a part of the Seattle Podcasting Network. You can visit that at www.seattlepodcasting.net. Okay, let's go ahead and let's look at our trivia for this week. Our first category, Wired had a news article about the top 50 robots. And so I thought I'd go ahead and give you the top 50 robots that are in video games. Number 1. This robot accessory was ranked number 45, had 2 games that used it, and came with the original Nintendo Entertainment System. Number 2. This robot was ranked number 34 and is the leader of the Transformers. And number 3, this 30th ranked robot was a friend of a scarecrow, a lion, and a girl from Kansas. All right, let's go ahead and let's go to our next category, Games Off Anime. This four-part series had games coming out every 3 or 4 months and was about kids who played an online game. It also came with a DVD, so you could also watch the anime. Number 2. This series of games had you fighting in mechas and had you fight against the people of Zeon. And number 3. This game is after an old kung fu comedy and lets you play as Ukyo, Shampoo, Moose, or a panda bear. Alright, let's go ahead and let's go to our next category, religious video games. Number 1. This NES game had you play trying to save baby Moses, rescue 2 of every animal, and fight Goliath. Number 2. This new trivia game for the Xbox, PS2, and Game Boy Advance has kids looking up Genesis, Jeremiah, and Job. And our final question, this soon-to-be-released real-time strategy game for the PC is about the big Christian fiction book about what happens to people after the rapture. Alright, let's get to our final question. A recent car company actually placed the Xbox 360 in their concept car. The car can play Project Gotham Racing 3 with the real pedals and steering wheel. The car will be debuting at the North American International Auto Show on January 9th. My question is, what car company is crazy enough to do this? Okay, that's our questions for this week. I'll go ahead and let you guys think about it while we have another commercial break. Remember, this is the Game Act Hotline.
Let's go racing! Super Mario Kart Funny Car Madness! Only on Super NES! Turn the track into a giant mud pit! Or burn rubber on ice, wood, or asphalt! Wild! Mix it up with the big boys! See Bowser and his Bigfoot Chopping Truck! See Yoshi's Go-Kart Really Go! Mushrooms, banana peels, turtle shell! Dino Mike! Check your rear view and make a mean test! Or go into battle mode and ruin his day! Too speed! Fast and way too fast! It's two-player fun on the split screen! Only for the Super Nintendo Entertainment System! Now you're playing with power, super power!
Hi, this is Ken from Seattle and Beyond. This podcast showcases Seattle and Pacific Northwest bands. I do this with Granny. Granny, did you want to say something? Granny?
Granny, yes.
No, Granny, we talked about saying hi to Adam. Adam Curry, you want to do that?
Hello, Adam. This is Granny. Love you. You sexy hunk of burning love you. We will have to get together and do the old vo-do-de-o-do sometime. Oh, baby.
Oh, thanks, Granny. Be sure to tune in to Seattle and Beyond for great Seattle area music. Granny, I told you.
And welcome back to the Game Act Hotline. Let's go ahead and let's get to our trivia right now. Alright, our first category, Wired Top 50 Robots in Video Games. This robot accessory was ranked number 45 and had 2 games that used it, and came with the original NES. And the answer is, what is Nintendo's Rob? Okay, number 2. This robot was ranked number 34 and is the leader of the Transformers. And the answer is, what is Optimus Prime? Our final question. This 30th ranked robot was friends of a scarecrow, lion, and a girl from Kansas. And the answer is, who is the Tin Man? Actually, were 2 Wizard of Oz video games, one for the Super Nintendo, and for the Commodore 64. Let's go ahead and let's get to our next category, Games Off Anime. Number one, this four-part series has games coming out every 3 or 4 months, and was about kids who played an online game. It also came with a DVD. And the answer is, what is .hack? Number two, this series of games had you fighting in mechas and had you fighting against the people of Zeon. And the answer is, what is Mobile Suit Gundam? Our final question, number three, this game is after an old kung fu comedy and lets you play as Ukyo, Shampoo, Moose, or a panda bear. And the answer is, what is Ranma One Half? Alright, let's go ahead and let's go to our next category, religious video games. Number one, this NES game had you trying to save baby Moses, rescue two of every animal, or fight Goliath. And the answer is, what is Bible Adventure? Okay, number two, this new trivia game for the Xbox, PS2, and Game Boy Advance had kids looking up Genesis, Jeremiah, and Job. And the answer is, what is the Bible game? And number three, this soon-to-be-released strategy game for the PC is after the big Christian fiction story about what happens after the rapture. And the answer is, what is Left Behind? Okay, let's go ahead and let's go to our final question. Their car company actually placed an Xbox 360 in a concept car. You could actually play Project Gotham Racing 3 in the car using all the real pedals and steering wheel. I wanted to know, what car company did this? And the answer is, who is Nissan? Okay, that's going to be it for us for this week. Go ahead and please email me at gameacthotline@gmail.com if you have any comments, suggestions, or video game trivia suggestions. You can also go ahead and vote for us at Podcast Alley, Podcast Pickle, or you can subscribe to us through Yahoo Podcasts. And also, we just want to say thanks for all you guys this year. Hopefully, we'll have a great next year with more games. So, let's go ahead and let's turn our video games back up, and I'll see you next year. Bye.